Today is July 8th, 2024. I have 9 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state that we will need to be making an appointment to our Planning and Zoning Board for the Branson Township. So if anyone would like to get in an application for that, please submit those as soon as possible. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, our first order of business this morning, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 476590 through checks number 476666, warrants 8420 through 8424. Three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from July 1st, 2024, and executive session minutes from July 1st, 2024.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for July 1st, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the library board appointment. We've received multiple applications. It is a four-year term that will begin immediately, and it will follow through till June 30th of 2028.
It's a sub-district.
Yes, for the library sub-district, so you must live within the boundaries of the Hollister or Branson school districts to be on this board.
Move to appoint Cody Fenton to the Taney County Library Sub-District Board, effective from today's date through June 30th, 2028.
Not hearing a second, I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion.
Four years, right.
Four-year term, yeah. I stated that in there. It was a four-year term through June 30th of 2028. So we've taken the vote. Motion carries. Next, we have the bid recommendation 202405-556, the rebid printing, mailing, and email services. Good morning. With us this morning, we have Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman, and Ms. Niggy Lawrence from our legal and purchasing. Good morning.
Squeaking.
That one sunk.
I thought we did away with that one.
We're here this morning on RFB 202405-556 for the rebid printing, mailing, and email services. We received three responses. First one from Divco Data Diversified came in at $46,411.20. Second one from Edward J. Rice came in at $61,054.67. And the third one is the Master's Touch at $46,452.30. Our recommendation is to go with Divco Data and Diversified Companies.
Who are we currently with, Master's Touch?
Pardon?
I said, are we currently with Master's Touch?
We're currently with Master's Touch, yes. But we have used Divco in the past.
That's for the printing, mailing, and email service, right?
Correct. And the difference now, Divco was not able to do the email portion the last time we did a bid, but now they have incorporated it, and it's actually better than what Master's Touch is doing, and they also came out as the lowest bid.
And it's located in Tennessee?
Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Master's Touch is Washington. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you guys have any questions?
No. Any further discussion?
No.
Move to award bid number 202405-556 to Divco Data Diversified Companies, LLC, out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the bid recommendation 202406-559 for the redouble drum roller. With us as well, we have Mr. Devin Huff, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We received two bids. The first one from GW Van Keppel came in at $69,500. The second one was disqualifying. He didn't adhere to the bidding requirements in Section 1, 2, or 3. Our recommendation is to go with Van Keppel.
Just for clarification, go ahead. 1, 2, and 3, what does that specify in the, just so we have that out there, subsections 1, 2, and 3?
So they are like terms and conditions, specifications.
I just want everybody to know what that means rather than just 1, 2, and 3.
All the details of whatever equipment it is that they're complying to, 45 horse motor or double drum.
And that they've read all of the conditions of the bid and they
yes,
have
the initial instructions and the general conditions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Nope.
Move toward the bid to DW Van Keppel for a double drum roller.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have the agreement for structural steel file number 24-086, Road and Bridge. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 2nd, 2024, approving to the agreement as to form. The agreement that we have would be between Odin Enterprises and Taney County, Missouri, for the purchase of the structural steel for the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge.
Move to approve the agreement for structural steel buying between Odin Enterprises Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for reinforced steel pre-stress panels, pre-bore, and piling, file number 24-085, Road and Bridge. Once again, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 2nd, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. This particular agreement would be between Vibrox Sales and Services, LLC, and Taney County. This would be for the pre-stressed concrete panels, the pre-boiling, boring, and the pilings, and the steel structure, the steel pilings, correct, Devin?
Correct.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Have none.
Move to approve the agreement for reinforced steel, pre-stressed panels, pre-bore, and piling by and between D-Brock Sales and Services, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next on our agenda, we have the engagement letter, Sage 100 and BizNet, file number 24-084, Commission. With us this morning, we have Ms. Dawn Blue and Mr. David Clark, Taney County Auditor. Good morning. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 3rd, 2024, approving to the contract as to form. There are different payment options in this particular contract, one that offers a 10% discount for a single payment rather than a multi-payment program, which would give us an end result price of $9,967.50. We have the ability to make that one-time payment, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
This is an estimate, so.
Pardon?
It's an estimate of what, mm-hmm. depending on what they have to do. It may be less. It can be
more. The amount of after hours, after business hours work was one of the variables in this.
Any questions?
How do we, it says the single payment's due at the time of the engagement letter, signed and returned. So then if it's.
Then they'll just give it back to us probably. Sometimes they give us a check. Sometimes they just give it back in hours.
Okay. So there will be an accounting side of it that they will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Move to approve the engagement letter with Sage 100 and BizNet, file number 20-084CM, and paying with a single payment.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next, we have our monthly budget report. We have Mr. David Clark, Taney County Auditor, going to do that report at this time.
Commission, I've got the report for the end of June 2024. The total amount of funds for the county ends at June with $69,479,696. Included in that is the GCR fund amount, which is $16,156,569. The Road and Bridge CART fund, which is going to be $2,822,564, and the Road and Bridge Trust, which is going to be $17,094,420. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $7,489,784. The Sewer Fund at $16,126,105. And that's the main funds that collects the sales tax.
Okay. And noted, Dave, and that's before any of the transfers have been done to pay for law enforcement and so forth out of GCR.
Correct. And then also in those funds are the ARPA funds, which is at currently at $3,401,659.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you, sir. All right. Next, we have our add-on report from Taney County Clerk's Office. We have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I have